So here I am again. It's been a while since I've done one of these, an audio blog Twitter mashup thing from the car. But incidentally, I'm running this on an iPhone 4. It's the first time I've done this from an iPhone 4, so tell me if it sounds any different. I'm thinking about dieting today, and so I thought I'd talk about this for a minute while I'm on my way home from work. I'm on a pretty strict diet right now. My doctor has me on, mostly for concern about high triglycerides, though a side effect, of course, is that I'm going to be losing a considerable amount of weight, which is not a bad thing. And being on a diet gives me a certain perspective on what people eat, because I'm essentially not eating anything at all. And being around people who do eat when I'm not eating, that made me realize. As I was leaving work today, I work in a school, and you know, we've got offices and celebrations of things, and at least once a day you walk past somewhere where there's a box stuffed in the garbage can from Krispy Kreme Donuts. And, you know, the stuff that's in that box is disgusting when you think about it. And again, if you enjoy Krispy Kreme Donuts, you know, more power to you. And if you're not the kind of person who doesn't, as I am currently by no choice of my own, you know, I didn't decide to be on this diet, but if you're the kind of person who doesn't eat Krispy Kreme Donuts, then you know what I'm talking about. If you do, then you probably haven't considered this. But when you look at a box of donuts, I mean, the crap that's in there is revoltingly sugary and sweet and over the top crazy. Now, I'm not saying that being on a diet for a week has made me into a health nut. That's certainly not the case. I can't wait to have a slice of pizza. But there's a difference between food that's fattening and food that seems like custom designed to strategically make you unhealthy and kill you. And that's what things like donuts look like. It's just, it's remarkable what just a little bit of distance and perspective can tell you. Now, you know, I'm probably going to rue these words when my diet eventually ends and I go back to eating crap and enjoying Krispy Kreme donuts every now and again, hopefully less often than I have been habitually, I suppose. But I'll worry about that later. But yowza, when you just take a fresh look with new eyes at what's in that box, holy smokes, that's just something, and I wanted to share that thought. If you disagree with me, let me know. About this diet, while I'm talking about it, it's pretty extraordinary. The doctor has me on an appetite suppressant, and essentially I'm eating 500 calories a day. I don't eat breakfast. I eat a very small lunch and a very small dinner, mostly salad and a little protein, I guess, so I don't keel over. But 500 calories a day is like a concentration camp diet. And this diet and the appetite suppressant, I mean, it's remarkable. I'm simply not hungry. And the weight is just falling off of me in great big quantities. So yay for me, even though I'm not working very hard at it. I'm enjoying the results. And next time you see me, if you're the kind of person who sees me, you may be surprised at what you see. Cool. All right. Anyway, think about that next time you eat a donut. I know I will. Both eat a donut and think about it while I'm doing so.